This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's take a quick look at a power struggle happening over in Southeast Asia. Because over the weekend, news broke that saw the biggest corporate bribery case on record. In a long-running bribery campaign, Airbus SE used their $300 million annual budget to illegally sway government officials and other decision-makers on airplane sales.
Yes. Yeah, so, U.S. District Court judge said that the conduct was pervasive and asked prosecutors whether individuals would be charged. And in response to this, the U.S. prosecutor said that investigation is ongoing and that the deal with Airbus requires them to aid in any effort to charge individuals. So, I think we can expect more news to come out of this and more details as to who else was in this long-standing case, really.
Yeah, according to prosecutors in Washington, Airbus used a, 150-person strategy and marketing department. I mean, it sounds like a lot of people involved, right, to pay bribes and to win business. Now, documents show that the crime spanned many countries, including Malaysia, Russia and China, over 13 years. And for Malaysia, our own AirAsia, AirAsia X, AirAsia Group is named in this case. Now, Airbus has allegedly bribed officials at AirAsia Group and AirAsia X with about 205 million ringgit or US 50 million to secure lucrative contracts to supply aircraft for the budget carrier. And now, as we know, AirAsia is Airbus's largest customer. Now, according to UK court documents, the funds were used to sponsor an unnamed sports team jointly owned by two individuals identified as AirAsia Executive 1 and AirAsia Executive 2, but were legally unrelated to both airlines, this being the sports team.
Yes, this brings back flashbacks of Malaysian official number one when it comes to the 1MDB case.
Yeah, do you remember all of the placards and posters that was like, who is MO1? Well, now it's who is AE1 and 2, I guess. So AirAsia, though, has denied this allegation that it acted improperly when it bought aircraft from Airbus years ago. And they said that they were neither involved in any way with the UK's Serious Fraud Office investigation or Airbus, nor were they given an opportunity to provide any information or clarification. Now, the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission has also weighed in. So Chief Commissioner Latifa Koya announced that they're already in touch with UK authorities and are investigating the matter.
Yes, and Transparency International has also weighed in, saying that AirAsia, AirAsia X and the SC Securities Commission should launch independent investigations on the claims that the two companies were allegedly implicated in the Airbus bribery case. And they found it disturbing because, you know, AirAsia is a homegrown brand and the government is doing its best for Malaysia to be known as a country of integrity and not known for corruption and having the AirAsia thrown into this mix.
No, we are known for corruption. We just don't want to be known for corruption anymore.
Hey, but we did go up a few spots in the corruption index, the anti-corruption
corruption
index.
Corruption Perceptions Index.
Yes, thank you. That's the one. But AirAsia being tied to the branding or at least being a homegrown country, this doesn't look good. But again, this alleged accusations, and we'll see what turns up from there. I mean, they've come out to very strongly say that this has nothing to do with them.
Well, they also note that MACC is confirming that it was investigating this matter. So, Transparency International Malaysia did say, in all fairness to AirAsia, let MACC do their own investigation and determine if there's any truth in these allegations. Meanwhile, Securities Commission Malaysia Chairperson Syed Zai Alba also said that they will look into allegations against AirAsia. He was quoted as saying, as both are listed on Bursa Malaysia, the Securities Commission Malaysia will examine the allegations and review all available evidence to determine if there's any breach of securities law there.
Now, of course, no commentary would be complete without a weigh-in from one of our ministers. And Transport Minister Anthony Look was asked about this exact case, but he did say that he'll be leaving it to AirAsia and AirAsia X to answer the allegations of bribery by Airbus. Because at the time of his questioning, and he was, I think, speaking in Georgetown on 2 days ago, he said that he was still in the dark over the claims. So he just read about the matter in the press and had no knowledge about this. But since it does, does it directly implicate AirAsia and AirAsia X, he said that no, it's up to them to answer to them.
Yes, and while these things happened when he wasn't the transport minister, I do hope that as the current transport minister, he looks into it. His department is in charge of these sort of things.
And yeah, it has jurisdiction over every airline in the country. So, I mean, these are serious allegations, right?
Yep.
So at least they should be investigated by the Transport Ministry. So, and is there a consequence if it is found to be more than allegations?
Yeah, so right now we have MACC and the Securities Commission looking into it, but the government department in charge of it should be looking at it as well.
Yeah, I think it's something that all related parties should have a close examination about, because Malaysia, this is Malaysia Baru, right? We want corporates to have a higher level of corporate governance. There should be no kind of indications that there is any wrongdoing. Of course, AirAsia has come out to say, okay, no, we have no knowledge of this, but you know, the judgment, if you read it, and you can find it very easily on global portals, it does indicate that there was knowledge at the very top of AirAsia.
Yeah, so I think there were, in some of the court documents, there were emails that were cited saying things like, oh, you know, you owe me this much money, it should have been paid when I bought the first 60 aircraft, why hasn't it been paid yet? And, well, there has been no indication or no release yet, just whose emails, who sent those emails, but we'll be watching this very closely indeed to see what AirAsia has to say about the allegations, what more they can provide in terms of information, as well as what the MACC and the Securities Commission find out in the course of their investigations. But for me, also, the other element to this discussion is that this will be the second major airplane manufacturer to see some kind of a hit from the news in the past couple of years, because we've already seen Boeing come down a lot from its high, particularly after the crashes, and now Airbus SE is looking to be a second plane maker also to not weather 2020 that well.
So, but if you read the reports, a lot of them are saying that they've settled to get this baggage out of the way, because now Airbus is free to do whatever it wants. It's settled with the courts. It's like, we will help you sort out all these other cases which we have all this information on. And the commentary coming out of this is a way for them to basically kick Boeing while they're down and really move forward, because this is an advantage they really can take advantage of, really.
But the question is also sentiment, right? Because now that all of this news is coming out, you know, it's from a legal perspective, yes, once you pay the settlement, it's like, you know, or, you know, everything is kind of wiped clean, the slate is wiped clean, no admission of guilt or whatever in a lot of cases. But Airbus came out to say that these corrupt practices happened. So it's how is the market going to take this?
Airlines need to buy planes. They can only buy planes from two companies. Boeing has a safety issue and Airbus has a legal issue. I think there is a bit more they will err on safety as opposed to this. And this thing is, they've settled with the UK, US and French courts on this.
Well, then it's up to the respective countries which are involved and the respective corporates who are indicated who are named to kind of carry out their own investigation, right? I think AirAsia themselves would want to know what mm-hmm. is happening. If I'm, let's say, on the board, this is something that has significant implications and, you know, there should be an inquiry, internal inquiry, to find out what exactly happened. Because as a corporate, you would not want to be tainted with a legacy of a corruption, right?
Absolutely. And we'll be looking very closely at the stock prices of all of these companies once the markets open later on at 9 o'clock. But right now we have a few messages coming up for you. And then up next, we'll be diving into plans to teach math and science in English, as well as the main considerations for this to be successful, with Harry Tan, Secretary General of the National Union of the Teaching Profession. Be sure to stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.